Mercedes Jones joins me here at Jarrell Buffalo County 4-H Achievement Days in Wessington Springs. She's a member of the Prairie Hills 4-H Club and has been a member for 7 years. So first of all, Mercedes, how did you get started in 4-H?
I got started in 4-H when I turned 8 years old. My older brother, who is 2 years older than me, had been in 4-H. He'd shown a range book, and I'd just gotten a small glimpse of what 4-H really could be. And I got thrown into the 4-H project. I baked some cookies. I took some pictures. I made a couple art projects from just the simple kits that every little kid has. And as I've gotten older, I've tried about every project area there is. I found the ones I like. I found the ones I don't like. And I've learned that I really like photography. I really like foods and nutrition. And visual arts are probably my favorites.
Tell me about your photography projects this particular go-round.
This year's photography that I've taken are mostly pictures from our County Achievement Days, the livestock portion. I have 5 or 6 pictures that are just of kids interacting with their animals. They have worked so hard up to this point to get their animals ready for these shows, and you can tell when they're in the ring, they're focused and they have a goal, and that goal is to win. And through my pictures, you can see that that is their goal and the passion that they have for this program and their animals.
So what you're doing is visually storytelling.
Yeah. I think it's really important when it comes to a picture that it tells a story or portrays a memory. In one of my pictures, there's a girl laughing with her sheep because she couldn't remember its birthday. Those kind of things, anytime she'll ever look at that picture, she'll know what the story was with that picture, and it'll bring that fun memory of Achievement Days 2024 back to her, even if it's 5 years down the road.
So it sounds like you like photographing people doing things.
I do. I'm not much into just a portrait of somebody sitting there. Those are simpler to take, and it's a lot more fun to challenge yourselves and get people moving and interacting with others. And again, they just tell a much bigger story.
And I see that you also are showing a dog here at Achievement Days. Tell us about your dog.
I have a corgi. My corgi's name is Bailey. Jarrell County does not have a 4-H dog program, so I have to go over to Sanborn County for that. So, Jarrell County kids, we need some more of you out here showing your dogs. But 4-H Dog is, I think, a program that gets underestimated and kind of brushed under the rug. In all reality, what 4-H Dog is building a connection between you and your dog to get it to be the dog you want it to be. No one's impressed with a dog that can't sit. So through 4-H Dog, you bond with your dog and you teach them the things you want them to learn, but in a competitive manner.
Tell us about your time as a 4-H ambassador.
So I have been a 4-H ambassador in the past, and I am reapplying to be a 4-H ambassador again. I have been on the Skills X committee is what it is called, and this is where we plan Skills X by 4-H, which is a leadership conference held on SDSU's campus. And on the campus, we do career development. We show kids opportunities that they can do in 4-H, while also trying to advance their leadership skills. And I'm now going to be on the gala committee to also try and raise some more money to make 4-H Ambassador Program a more sustainable program. So then this is hopefully can be like just a self-sustaining program that's not so expensive on the members.
And you also mentioned to me that you're doing legislature as well.
Yeah. I think it's very important for kids to understand how their government works and how bills are passed and why our system works the way it does. So I took the step for myself and I applied and I got in to the 4-H legislator program. So I'm really excited for what the future holds. And in the 4-H legislator program, even though you aren't making bills for your state, you can change things for a state 4-H. We added 2 years ago, they added gave 4-H an official ice cream. So you really still can make change even though you aren't an actual legislator.
Mercedes, what gets you excited about Achievement Days?
I just like the interacting with people and seeing how hard kids have worked to get to where they are. You can see the 8-year-old who's put together the bug project where they've been collecting bugs over the last year, even when they weren't a 4-H member, and they've pinned them. Like, who knew you could show bugs? and just the passion and the light you see in their eyes when they talk to the judge about it. And even if they're just a clover bud and get that rainbow ribbon, man, that is something that they've worked really hard to get to. So just seeing the passion in everyone's eyes when they light up and talk about whatever their project was, whether it's a babysitting kit, a picture, a farm scene, flowers, or a shelf that they made. Everybody has a reason for why they did that project, and it's fun to hear the stories and the experiences that it took to get them where they are.
And Mercedes, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, despite the stigma around 4-H, it's not just showing cows, sheep, goats, and pigs. You can do just about anything in 4-H. If you really enjoy just being a leader, apply for the 4-H Ambassador Program. If you like government, apply to be in the Legislator Program. If you really, really love robots, you can show your robots in 4-H. If you love to farm, you can show grain samples, you can make a farm scene. It doesn't matter what you're interested in, there's a place in 4-H for you. And there's people out there who would love to support you and get you to where you want to be. So it's just a loving family and community that will push you to where you want to go.
Mercedes Jones, a Prairie Hills 4-H member, visiting with us today at Jerrold Buffalo County 4-H Achievement Days.